Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 11 with verses 25 through 29. I do not want you to be unaware of this mystery, brothers, so that you will not become wise in your own estimation. A hardening has come upon Israel in part, until the full number of the Gentiles comes in, and thus all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the Deliverer will come out of Zion. He will turn away godlessness from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. In respect to the gospel, they are enemies on your account. But in respect to election, they are beloved because of the patriarchs. For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. Words mean more than anyone can admit, for death deems distant, instant, but alive and stolen by consequence, lingers evermore, beating in the daily routine we all have of living, breathing, loving, wanting to focus on self when God keeps telling us to focus on others. In being forgiven, proving truth has been woke since the beginning of time, where culture cancels not the soul, but the breath of salvation. Paul advised the Romans that they are a part of sharing God's conversion with the Israelites, and this call to God is irrevocable, understood as such once your surrender to His covenant awakens your soul to live redeemed. This is our call in Jesus. Redemption is at hand. So many people believe end times are near, which I have entrusted to the Lord, knowing death will one day come, be it stolen in the night or rising on eagle's wings. I believe in the name of Christ Jesus as my Savior and deliverer of all ill. I pray for your salvation as sharing what I share in my prayer to God each day on several occasions in this one special way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. I continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey, our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian and Elliot. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, may you give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 11. It's verses 25 through 29. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Irrevocable is God's Call to Portray. Mystery of Christ, unaware not. Wisdom Paul warns, estimation own. Israel's hardening cannot, will not stop. Coming Gentiles help save Israelites' soul. Written it is, Zion out comes our deliverer. Jacob's godlessness away turn will he. Sins theirs away taken, covenant, I agree. Gospel's respect brings redemption. Account yours, enemies are they. Election respect, patriarchs, beloved conviction. Irrevocable is God's call to portray. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 5th, 2022, and I'm up working with the angels this morning at 8:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us today across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. And today, it looks like we'll be closing right at about 6:09. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.